Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by an actor, producer, and most importantly, husband and dad. You've seen him in Longmire, Saving Grace, and as a member of the Duke football team. And now in the drama thriller, Homestead, we welcome Bailey Chase.
Yeah, I love it. That was a great intro. Thank you.
Bailey, let's go beyond the mic. Your career has been filled with complex, rugged characters. What makes playing Jeff Erickson different?
Wow. Yeah, let's just jump right in the deep end, right? Jeff is, he's a lot of things that I am. I mean, let's be honest. He's got a lot of flaws. What I find compelling about Jeff, that he's always finding ways to overcome. You know, for those of you who have, you know, I won't spoil anything if you haven't seen it yet, but for those of you who have watched the beginning of Homestead, there's a lot of problems, and Jeff is on the hot seat to figure it out. And that's what's different. Just going back a little bit further on Longmire, like, you know, Branch definitely, he had a deterioration happen over a few seasons. But prior to that, I played a lot of roles that were more like put together, more polished, you know, the big flashy, like a Las Vegas or, you know, soap opera or
24,
things like that. Buffy, like, but, you know, the good was always going to win. And then I, you know, find myself here on the other side, and I've, you know, you find grace through surrender. It's not, you know, it's a much more, humbling role that I've found in middle age.
Jeff is protecting his family. What would you do to protect yours?
There's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my family. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up. Yeah, you're trying to make me cry too. I mean, come on, we started out so good. And you know, I was thinking about something with my son the other day, who's nine, and I actually I told him I was just trying to have a good parenting moment, and he wasn't quite understanding. And I literally said, "I hope you know that I would die for you no matter what. I would lay down my life." And I am just trying to make you a better human being to become a good man. And I said that. So there's your answer.
We don't call this beyond the mic for nothing, brother.
I'm starting to sweat over here. It's 20 degrees outside and I'm sweating.
The world is a different place today, angrier and divisive. Why is it important to take this role and humanize a character who faces several severe moral challenges?
It's a great question. And I think that's something that the audience will really connect with in Jeff, is that, you know, here's a guy who's wearing it all on his sleeve and he's not pulling any punches or hiding anything. So you literally get to watch him fall apart on camera. And, you know, like I said before, I was always trying to be that guy, or was that guy, and now I'm this other guy. And I think it's definitely the most interesting character I've had the opportunity to play, and to just step in and you know, like we said, embody what's real and what's happening and what's going on in the world today is sad. You know, if you're human and you have a heart and feelings, you can't not empathize with people who are enduring pain and suffering, and they, you know, that's part of the process. And you know, I'm a Christian. I, you know, believe that we all have a higher calling, and I ask him on a daily basis to just put me where he needs me. And you know, I would recommend that to anybody else who's interested.
How has your on-screen family benefited from the love that you have from your own family?
Wow, I think they get to see a lot more emotion as your audience is getting to see today. Whereas I maybe, you know, was trying to protect and parenting, becoming a dad and a committed husband I've learned a lot of humility, and I've also learned grace. And I think that's what makes us special. That's what makes us unique. Anybody can act tough. Anybody can go on social media and pretend like they have a perfect life, but it takes a real authentic person to let themselves be vulnerable on screen in front of millions of people. And hopefully that's what people can connect with my work. That's my goal.
Neil McDonough, Don Oliveri, Jesse Hutch, plenty of heavy hitters.
Yeah.
What member of the team, the cast I didn't mention, has a special place in your heart?
Karen Giovanni, who plays my wife, and gosh, we certainly got right into it from the film, and you know, you get to see that husband and wife team really stick together, even where they may not parent the exact same way. Also true in my real life, and then just kind of see them really come together when the obstacles become so great that they'll do whatever it takes to protect their family.
Bailey Chase from Homestead joins us beyond the mic. It's time for the Rocky Nate, 8 random questions. Just trust your first instinct. There's no pressure. Best thing about being a dad?
Josh, having a full heart.
Instant follow-up. Who is good cop, bad cop between you and your wife?
Ooh, I wield the hammer, but I can't say no to my girls either. Since layered.
What is the worst club in your golf bag?
That's a good one. My 4-iron.
Why?
Because it has the least amount of loft, and visually I prefer to hit up on the ball.
As a former linebacker, what's your thoughts on Texas Tech's Jacob Rodriguez and the Heisman Trophy?
I always pull from my defensive guys. My heroes growing up were Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus, you know, Ronnie Lott, guys like that. So I would love to see a defensive player get the honor.
Best type of tacos have what in them?
Beef, raw onion.
Really? Raw onion?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of cilantro. The street tacos. So I spent a lot of time in L.A. and I know a good street taco when I get one.
Favorite Christmas tradition?
Giving gifts, being grateful.
What's the one quirk about you that people notice?
They don't tell me. I don't
know. What's the one chore your wife Amy depends on you to tackle?
I clean up. I'm the only one who cleans up after the dogs in my house. That's nobody else does that, and our fish would be dead without us. Yeah.
If you were a flavor, what flavor would you be?
Chocolate.
Time for the impossible question with Bailey Chase beyond the mic. What one tip would you give yourself 30 years ago before you did your first roles in Hotline and Baywatch?
To not take it all so seriously, to just enjoy it. You know, every job's for a reason. You're learning, you're growing, you're getting better. Even those that aren't great experiences. Yeah, Baywatch was pretty cool.
Time for the back half with Bailey Chase from Homestead beyond the mic. Homestead is about surviving an apocalyptic event. How prepared are you for one today?
Much more prepared than I was a couple years ago. We've got some supplies and you know, not for nothing, about 15 months ago, we had a hurricane roll through the mountains here. And so that was definitely a wake up call as well. So, my family is, you know, more prepared. We got generators, we got supplies. I've got some, self-defense measures in place, and hopefully we'll never need them.
What's the one thing you learned from this experience shooting Homestead?
You know what's really cool about going from the movie to the series to getting ready to go back for season two, and the fact that I get to be a leader going back again earlier in my career. I always thought that I'd have to fight my way to the top. And this is a situation where I've been elevated to the top. And it's so much more rewarding and gratifying when those around you sort of anoint you and put you in a position and then ask your advice of, hey, bro, how do I have a career like yours? How do I balance being on location for 3 months and, you know, being a husband? How do I... And that's a role that I didn't ask for, but I'm so, I guess, grateful and humbled and honored to to be able to lead for others.
How has fighting to the top made it worth for you as a mentor?
You know, coming out of college football and all that stuff and being sort of a smaller guy, and by comparison, there was something to, claw and scratch and fight and, going up against guys who outweighed me by 100 pounds. And that's cool, but it's also something else where, you're kind of getting recognized by your peers. All through kind of high school or whatever, I guess I was the captain of the defense. And now I find myself sort of, captain of this cast, if you will. And the most gratifying thing to me is just the authentic moments that I get with other people on my team when they come up and, when we were wrapping, last season, and just thank you so much for being a leader and for doing these things and for standing up to the producers in this situation or whatever the case may be, that means more to me than any paycheck or any kind of fame or star on a sidewalk or anything like that.
What's the one behind the scenes experience from Homestead that now looking back, you appreciate more?
The one moment that I appreciate. there was one in the season finale, and everybody was exhausted and tired, and it's raining and nothing seems to be going right, and people are yelling, and the fact that we were able to get through that and maintain our friendships and our faith, and to look back, and it's a moment that I'm really proud of. Where had that happened early in my career, it was definitely an opportunity where it all could have fallen apart, and we found a way to just bond together stronger.
What's the one thing about Neil that you noticed that helped make you a better actor?
So Neil's a busy guy. He's got 5 kids. He's got a lot going on. He's jumping from show to show. And what I'm so impressed with Neil McDonough about is that he's able to balance it all. And when they say action, it's laser focused, and he knows, his lines, your lines, where to go, what to do. And so he sets a very high bar that I aspire to meet him there on every take. And I just love it. It's that old, athlete mentality where, you want to play against the best, and I want to act with the best and share the screen with the best. And he's certainly one of them.
Let's go deeper beyond the mic with Bailey Chase from Homestead. You push through everything through your faith. How has having discussions on homesteading changed the way you see community?
That's a great question. Especially going back 15 months and going through that hurricane with my neighbors, and, within an hour, we're all out in the street with chainsaws and checking in on each other and clearing the roads. And our immediate neighbor had a generator, and so they're offering to, store food for us and all these things. Whereas in LA, it was different. I went through COVID out there, and that was, every man for himself. And to be able to experience the two extremes, in a close time proximity, really validates my decision to move my family to North Carolina and raise them here in the mountains. And again, I can't take credit for it. Feels like divine intervention. And, I'm thankful every day.
You were hustling in LA for 20 years. Yeah. What made it worth it? What made it not worth it?
Well, it made me who I am. So again, it was all part of the journey and, the struggle. It made me stronger. It was a daily hustle, but there were a lot of easy days out there too. For the majority of that, I was a single guy and a working actor, and met a lot of great people, got some great friends out there. California as a state is beautiful. You can go surfing and snowboarding in the same day if you want. I do, my industry is not perfect, but I love it. I love what I do. It gives me the opportunity to reach a lot of people. And so there was a lot of good in that time. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, I'm in the right place. This is where I've, you know, put my roots, and I feel like my life's come full circle. You know, I started here in the Southeast, and now I'm back, and this is probably where I'll be till the end.
You've had incredible highs and lows in the last couple of years. Success is enacting, recovering from that hurricane in North Carolina. How has the adversity you faced made you stronger for the challenges and the joys you have today?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to go back to my grandma, you know, rest her soul, who lived through the Great Depression and you know, everything else that was happening in her generation. And she always told me growing up, you know, I came from a broken home, raised by a single mom, and she, you know, she was tough. And she's like, you know, whatever doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Whatever doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And, you know, like my son who's 9, who doesn't want to go to school or do the things. And, you know, we had that parenting moment a couple of days ago, and all of those things have factored into getting me here, and it's part of my DNA, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Look, there were a lot of big jobs that I was up for 10 years ago, and, you know, finished second or third place, and had I gotten those, you know, I'd probably still be out there. I wouldn't have had to overcome the obstacles that I've had to overcome. I wouldn't be right here right now with you talking about Homestead.
Why has the strength of your family growing up helped you to become a better man today?
I think that goes back to the foundation and, you know, putting the roots down here. And, you know, that's something that I wanted and my wife wanted to establish for our kids. We live in her hometown. So, you know, her family's all around. We're in North Carolina, right? So lots of cousins. You know, we just wanted to create this foundation for our family, and then our kids will always be able to come home. Of course, they're going to leave the nest. They're going to, you know, go do all the things that they want to do, but this will always be home to them. And, I'm looking forward to that chapter as well.
How has your industry changed for the better and the worse today?
The advent of streamers has created a lot of chaos and confusion. I'm personally a creature of habit. So, you know, before that happened, it was a lot simpler to me. There were seasons, there were busy times, there were down times. So I preferred that. How has it gotten better? Well, you know, there's more work, there's more opportunity. And there's, you know, distributors like Angel. So, you know, this didn't exist 10 years ago where I could go make these kind of stories and play these characters that put God first and speak openly about it and embrace it. And so that's definitely better.
Let's talk about what you had to do to get ready for this. What were your workouts like getting prepared for this role? You can't fake being a Green Beret.
No, you can't. And that's great. I have a funny stream of thought popped into my head, but when I got to meet the real life Jeff Kirkham, who's, you know, done all the things that I get to, you know, showcase in Homestead, and he's like, you know, they asked me who I wanted to play me, you know, if I could pick anyone, and he said Tom Hardy, and I said that's great, because if I had anybody who I wanted to play me, it's Tom Hardy too, and he's definitely one of my favorite actors. But so Jeff got me instead. And now we're good friends, and it's great. You know, he's taken me under his wing. He's done a lot of, you know, one-on-one training with me. He came out to set for a couple of days when we were doing some tactical stuff that was very important to me, to get it right for him and for everyone, for all the veterans who, you know, I just put a lot of pressure on myself to get it right for them. We didn't have a lot of time going in, but over the course of a couple of years now, we've gotten to know each other really well. And whenever I'm in Utah, we do some stuff together.
Who is the one person you depend on the most, not family, that you could call on right now if you had a moral crisis?
Wow. There's a producer, director over in Charlotte. His name is Gary Wheeler. He gave me a job at a time when I really needed one, right after I moved here and COVID was, you know, just kind of ending and work was picking back up. And he hired me to be the lead in a film called Farhaven. And Gary and I are, you know, we're brothers in Christ, and he's a father, and another one who works in the business, but you know, lives in North Carolina. And gosh, I haven't told him this, but he's had a very strong positive influence on my life.
Well, you have now.
I sure have.
You've had cowboy roles from Farhaven to Longmire. Now with Homestead, you're not wearing a cowboy hat. Do you miss it?
I do a little bit. I mean, and there's, you know, there might be an opportunity where we run out of gas and, you know, I got to get on the horse and, you know, something. But I do love it. I got to do another Western last summer out in Montana called Flint. That'll be coming out next year. So, you know, it's good to mix it up and not just do one thing, but, yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, Clint Eastwood was my guy. So anytime I get a chance to play Western, that's a good day on set.
What's your favorite Clint Eastwood movie?
Unforgiven.
Do you still have your hat from either Farhaven or Longmire?
For Longmire, I got the branch lid. It's in it. Mm-hmm, I got it. Yes. I do. I got the boots, so they're wrecked. Yeah, I break out the hat once in a while. I wore it to a rodeo here in town not too long ago. And my wife's like, we're not wearing that cowboy hat of the rodeo anymore. That's, yeah.
What one thing that isn't family motivates you now?
Just, you know, it's crazy, but I do have this this insane drive to keep going. You know, I've started producing my own projects now, which has been great, and just, you know, gives me an opportunity to lead and create and develop. I found that things take longer than I would prefer, but I have an insane fire to keep going, and I guess that's just validation that I'm on the right path and doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
What do your fans mean to you?
Gosh, you know, I'll go back to Longmire for a second. And we did these annual fan events out in Wyoming, stayed on a dude ranch. So many great memories out there. And we would have a couple of days of interaction with all these fans. And they would travel from, you know, across the U.S. and even abroad to meet us and tell us these stories. And it was always the ones where, you know, I watched Longmire with my dad and he was on his deathbed and it was the only thing that gave him joy the last few weeks of his life. Like, again, you know, that's greater than any award than anybody could give me. And so it's just the ability to have that effect, to connect with people, you know, across the U.S. or, you know, across the world and be able to do that. And I think, you know, Longmire was kind of a turning point in my career where people could connect with my work and, you know, kind of through the flaws of it all. And, you know, it's what makes us all human.
If you could have Jeff experience something in Homestead, what would you want him to experience?
poor Jeff. So, you know, here I am, you know, with the movie and the end of the first season we shot, and I've read the scripts for season two, and, Jeff's been through a lot. So I don't know. I think he needs to go through less. And the creator, Jason, is like, he's a high energy guy too. I just want you to know, like, it's going to get worse for a while, but it will. Like, people are going to like you eventually. and so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
If you could find out one thing from 10 years in the future today, what would you want to know?
That I did it right. That all of this, that's probably the hardest thing in my job is not knowing, not really knowing, you know. I guess if you're a stockbroker and you bet on a stock, like, you know, you see the numbers. Okay, I did the right thing by buying or selling or, you know, whatever that, you know, there was, you get to see those physical results more in real time. And that's where, you know, you have to dig deep in the faith, because I don't get that immediate feedback. It can take 10 years to know, well, Bailey, you know, the reason you didn't get this or this is because I wanted you to do this, and then that's how you got here. And that's what I've learned with the progression of my faith and being back here in the South and all the things, being surrounded by good influences and, you know, what's truly important. Whereas in LA, I was more of, you know, what's next? What's that next job? And that next job has to be better. And I need more episodes and I need a raise, all that, that stuff that they, you know, celebrate. And so it's nice to have some time and distance from that and really understand and see what's important.
Would you be happy if Homestead is still on the air in 10 years?
I'd be so happy. Yes. Yeah. We joke about it. So maybe, you know, from our lips to God's ears.
It's time for one big question with Bailey Chase Beyond the Mic. Everyone has dreams. How has yours evolved and what's yours now?
That's, they've changed. They say people don't change. I've changed a lot since I started. You know, I'm over 25 years in now, and I wanted to win Oscars. I wanted a career on the outside that looked like a Brad Pitt or a Tom Hardy. I wanted to be on those red carpets, and now those things come on my own level and I appreciate them, but those things are more of a byproduct. You know, I want to be on set. I want to come home to my family. I want to be telling stories that my family can go to the premiere with me, or we can sit in our living room and watch it and be proud of what they're watching. And, you know, hopefully they're proud too and say, that's my dad.
Do you believe your best acting is still yet to come?
I do. I feel like life is very rich right now. And that this is the best work that I've ever done. But yeah, I'm trying to get 1% better every day. So
how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good. Excited.
His worst club in his bag is his 4-iron, still has his hat from Longmire, and wants you to see Homestead on Angel. Bailey Chase, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.